Emmanuel was one of the students that welcomed the Diamond FM crew to their conducive learning environment. 17 years old Emmanuel hails from Ileife. Born into an underprivileged family, his father and mother succumbed to irreconcilable differences and parted ways in 2011. Living with his dad, he became radicalized and notorious. He was so much a thorn in his father's flesh that he was sent to the correctional center for rehabilitation and reorientation. Just when it was time to be discharged, the only dwelling keen on receiving him with open arms was the Abolari College, Okela, Orogun, in Osun State. He is now in Senior Secondary School 1 and dreams of becoming the Osun State Governor.
My name is Makinde Emmanuel. I'm native of Ileife. My father and my mother have substituted since 2011. Since then, I've been with my father, and I'm a rascal boy. I'm disturbing my father that wants to see my mother. My father took me to Correctional Center in 2018. In 2019, Kabisi took me up in Correctional Center.
We were out old then.
14. He took me up in Correctional Center, and I've been to this school. Since then, I've been doing as father too.
As the Diamond FM crew settled down, having an interactive session with the school proprietor, Dr. Omoni Adedokun Abolari, another student walked past with a frown on his face. He is Musa Bullis from Borno State, a region ravaged by Boko Haram insurgency where many are displaced, their means of livelihood aborted and schools shut. A foundation picked him up and recommended him to the Abolari College. He sat for the school entrance examination and passed. Bullis enjoys tending to the domestic animals on the school farm and hopes to be a veterinary doctor in future. The proprietor beckoned on him to ask what the issue was. He said he is worried that the ailing goats in the garden are not getting better.
Hello, Bulus. Where come here?
Bulus is from Borno State. Bulus always has to tow with our goats and sheep. This is natural terrain, and we are preparing him. He's not always... Three of them are still sick, Abi. But they are better now. They are not yet okay. Since he told me 2-3 days ago, he's affected. That's tough. He's going to be rich. I know so.
The stories of Emmanuel and Bullis are characteristic of the 130 students of the Abolari College, Okela Orogun in Osun State. Erected on the hilly part of the border town in Ifedayo local government area, the Abolari College was established by the paramount ruler of Okela Orogun, Oba Omoni Adedokun Abolari. The school is distinct because it offers free education to helpless and poor children from many rural parts of Nigeria. In other words, it offers an opportunity to poor but brilliant kids to acquire education completely free of charge. These include tuition, boarding house service, feeding, internet, personal needs, daily upkeep, and accommodation during holidays until graduation. The Orogun of Okela, Oba Dokun Abolari, said the initiative was born out of the desire to ensure that the rights of every child to education, irrespective of the social status, is met. He said a child's future should not be determined by where he or she is born, but by the ability of the child to put into maximum use the talents that God gives.
They're brilliant children. They work so hard. They're brilliant children, but we are not laying much emphasis on them. And as a social scientist, it's in our interest. It's in our interest to take care of the weak. We should not concentrate on our own children alone. Concentrating on our children alone makes for a dysfunctional arrangement. Because these people, brilliant, with no opportunity, they won't allow our children to thrive. So in the final analysis, there's going to be a breakdown in communications that we are presently experiencing.
On what informed the initiative, The monarch lamented the rate of poverty in the society, which has resulted in the inability of many children to be in school. The lawyer and political scientist said while he had always had a soft spot for the less privileged, he was particularly inspired by what he saw on a trip outside the country in 2013.
I know poverty was prevalent before I mounted the throne, but I saw it massively as the scholar of political economy traveled to Tanzania in 2019 for a conference. And Ngomoto, very close to Arusha, that environment was just exactly like mine. Rural, rustic. Well, there's a 5-star hotel there. And in front of that 5-star hotel, I saw a school that I had to, just like what we have here now. And I took time off to mix with the school children.
There, one or two of them told me that their aspirations in life was to better the lot of Tanzania and to be greater than the great Mwalimu Julius Nyerere. And I said to myself, wow, if gradually Tanzania is preparing for its future or for our future, and I'm in an environment like mine, yeah. And I made up my mind that getting back home, I must start a school like that. And to the glory of God, I discussed with people. They believe that it was not possible. You mean you are not going to collect a dime from these children? And they are going to come from poor homes, children on the streets? I said, I'm starting. And I consulted widely, went to Babcock University High School. The principal set up a committee on my behalf, and we started working. And to the glory of God, we commenced operation 2014.
Established on September 24th, 2014, Oba Bolari said the secondary school is not only bridging the gap between the rich and the poor, but also inculcates morals in the students, a practice getting eroded in the society and largely preparing the young generation for the task of nation building in the nearest future.
We are preparing the next generation for leadership. We are preparing the next generation for leadership. I don't complain about the state of things in Nigeria. I'm not happy. But I know that nation building is not a thing you get done overnight. It's a process. If in your own little corner, you fix it. If in your own little corner, you fix it. Nigeria will be a glorious country. Government alone cannot do it. And we must continue to challenge government. We have to challenge them that you are not doing the right thing. We are building the nation. This is not nation building. This is all we are doing is in consonance with the provisions of the 1999 Constitution as amended. The state shall protect, preserve, and promote the Nigerian culture. That's what we do here. My children are very good when it comes to culture. We are preserving our culture. Educational objectives, social objectives, though all these are stated in the Constitution, they are not justiciable.
Dressed in a white traditional dashiki and white purple three-quarter short, with royal beads adorning his wrist and ankle, Oba Bolari, who attained the throne of his forefathers 17 years ago, recognizes the students individually and addresses them by their first names.
How are you, Fati? Chizom, where are the two of you come?
Fatis from Borno State.
Hello, my daughter. She's on Mizibo. Anambra. That's good. Can go. I'm happy that you guys are friends.
He said he sees and treats them as his biological children.
They're my children. I'm fond of them. I'm their papa. You know, I'm fond of them. They're very fond of me. I'm always with them during the assembly. If I see my girls, if they are not walking well, I tell them, walk like a lady or sit like a lady. You know what I'm talking about? And I guide them, I protect them jealously. If there's any of the teachers trying to, you know, just let me know. And if I tell you that I want to see you, you should not singularly come to my office. You dare not. If a girl must be 2-3, I tell them, don't trust me. Don't trust your KBC. Don't trust me. Don't trust me. I'm your father, but trust no man. They're too precious to me. They're my future.
Speaking on the criteria for admission into the school, the proprietor said the school certifies that the prospective applicant is deprived and helpless. The kid then sits for the school entrance examination and, if successful, is admitted into the college with all services offered free. The secondary school is also in partnership with some non-governmental organizations and foundations who make recommendations to the school.
The situation we met on ground was that one person
interested.
Yeah. And what's the criteria like?
Poverty. Poverty. Most, if not all, our children are from the public primary school system. And you and I know that your children didn't attend the primary public schools. Your children are not in public schools. So it's for the benefit of those people in a public primary school system. They are brilliant children. We relate to the foundation in Lagos. So through that foundation, we get a sizable number of them.
The King said more than 50 of their graduated students are in various universities, while all those who wrote the last university and tertiary matriculation examination, UTME, came out in flying colors and are already seeking admission into various universities.
I have 15 of them presently on scholarship at Adeleke University, courtesy of the proprietor, the brother of the governor, Dr. Dija Adeleke. Every year, 5-5. My children, the latest jam result, the latest rank jam result in English, only one of my children scored 39. The least before 39 was 44. Yeah. They are cool.
Just at that moment, the King's phone rings. It was one of their graduated students now at the Federal University, Oye Ekiti.
Sudeat.
Sir, good afternoon.
How are you? Shalafiani.
I'm fine, sir.
That's good. High school.
Fine, sir.
You are in Oye now?
Yes, Kabesi College.
Ikole, that's good. But Salam and Sukomi are in Okela now.
Kabesi will not present, sir.
You know?
So the man did not allow us to present this week. Maybe it was next week.
Okay.
And the school has resumed, so. Yeah, to
resume back next week. All right, so just be careful, all right?
Another former student, Taiwo Oladipo, said his admission into a tertiary institution of learning is still pending because of the difficulty in securing admission into a military school, his dream profession. He said the King had been taking care of him since he graduated, just like those already in the university.
We passed through so many experiences. And it did its purpose. According to Tawolowo, our glory is not in us, in our falling, but in us when we rise each time we fall. This has always been the vision of Kabiyesi. And the book of Proverbs 22:22-23 says, do not rob the poor because he is poor, nor oppress the afflicted at the gates, for at the Lord will plead their cause and plunder the soul of those who plunder them. So with this, all these teachings, and also in that book of Isaiah 58:12, and they that shall be of thee shall be the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations for many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the bridge and the restorer of the path to the enemy. This was Kabiyesi has been doing. And also there was another great man which said, the most potent weapon of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. So being the fact that we are black, there's nothing special about the white. According to Kabiyesi, they don't know how to make money, but they know how to make people. And I think maybe making people is a good policy. And education is the most powerful weapon which we can use to fight poverty. According to Malcolm X, education is the passport to the future for tomorrow, belong to those who prepare for it today. After the school, Kabiyesi take care of all of us. Let me put it that way. All of us, those that are in university, those that are in private university, I mean, Adeleke. Kabiyesi still give them money every month.
And worthy of note is the revelation that the school admits students irrespective of their ethnicity or part of the country they come from.
So I know here too, the two of them are from Borno State, Asabala and Bulus. They're happy here. They're friends. We're building federal character. That's what federal character is all about. Well, federal character is not only to, we should encourage. We should encourage bringing up the best because we have the best everywhere.
Nwankwo Chisom and Nwacho Miracle both hail from the eastern part of the country. And while Chisom's dad is an Igbo man from Anambra, her mom is Yoruba. Miracle's parents are from Enugu but reside in Ire. Both parents are farmers who couldn't afford to foot his academic bills. The Abolari College, however, came to the rescue. Oma Bulejo Ruth is a Yoruba girl from Iragbiji. She said she has acquired artisanal skills and developed her sporting ability. She likes to also establish a school of such in years to come.
I was living at Iragbiji when I finished my primary school. There was in this school bring form to us, so we were to fill the form, in which I did, and we came to do interview, and I was chosen. My dad is a pastor, while my mom is a seamstress. She sew clothes. This school has been comfortable, and it's just so lovely to be in this school because many things I've learned and I'm getting from this school. And the school have imparted so many things into me. We learned many things through this school, and we have been taught that we should carry ourselves along in anything we are doing, and we should not be stingy. So this thing has been part of me since my very first in the school. I've learned some extra curricular activities like playing volleyball and to run areas. And sometimes we also teach to stay in the kitchen with the cook to learn how to cook too.
Akinade Olamilekan from Ikirun narrates his journey to the school and shares his experience.
My parents are poor. My mother engaged in trading. She's a petty trader, while my father is a bricklayer. My former school, I was attending Holy Michael Middle School, Ikin. So, fortunately for me, that day I was present in my school. They brought a form from this school to my school that you are going for an examination, and if you pass, you are going to be given scholarship. So, my teacher gave me the form, so I filled the form. This following day, I came to this school to do the examination. I sat for the examination, and I passed. Fortunately for me, they picked me, and I was given scholarship to this school. The system of the school is going smoothly, and the students, we are not paying any dime. We are eating very well, we are working, and we are given time to play, to rest, and to study, because we have enough time. We only spend 2 hours on the farm, just twice in a week.
On how the school sustains financially, it is funded by the king, who is also the proprietor and a teacher there. The Abolari College also accepts gifts from public-spirited individuals. Oba Abolari said students are also very productive as they spend a specified period of time on the school farm where they plant various crops and vegetables for their consumption. If part of the produce is sold, the fund is plowed back into the school purse to cater for their needs.
Emphasis on the scriptures, Isaiah 58:10 and 11. You should do this for those who are weak. You should do this for the afflicted souls. You should do this for the hungry. This and this, this and this will happen. Try it. Beg all my friends to assist me to do what the little we are doing here. And to the glory of God, here and there, here and there. 50,000, 10,000, 2 bags of rice, 2 bags of ele, 2 bags of semovita. Kabi Sam, send your school account. We are putting 100,000 naira there. And I have someone giving notes. My friend, he's not been here the last 7 years or 6 years. Every month, he's been giving us specific. So we can plan another specific, about 150, the other about 300, so we can plan. But the budget has risen to about 2.5 million. It's tough, but we are coping and we are getting results. And we are happy. I thank the Lord Almighty for the opportunity of service. I enjoy what I'm doing. Not do they do some this. They worked today for about 3 hours, 6 to 9. And that's another thing. And I will tell, we can make our children in public schools and in private schools to be useful. Osun State, we can control the market of pepper in Nigeria. They can come here and the government will just make sure that they will export and will do whatever in abundance. Our children must be productive. They must be productive. And if they are productive, then the state must be responsible totally to give them good education. We plant maize during the rainy season, during the dry season. We have a cassava plantation. We have a pepper plantation. We have a whole come of it.
The students said they engage in productive activities with enthusiasm, knowing it is also preparing them for an entrepreneurial future. Bulus from Borno State is one of them.
Actually, I'm from Borno State, but due to some circumstances, I traveled to Lagos to come and stay with my father. So after staying with my father for about 3 years, attending Victoria Island Primary School, so I decided to start attending a lesson. After attending some lesson, so in that lesson place, it's called the lesson place is called Vibram Foundation. So they award scholarship to those who perform brilliantly well in their academic programs. So I performed brilliantly well, and so they gave me scholarship to come to this school to come and write examination for the entrance. So I came and I passed the entrance exam, and that was how I was admitted to this school. Actually, in my hometown, in Borno State, we rear cattle. We take care of my grandfather's cattle. So when I came to Lagos, I didn't see any of them. So I came to this school and I found out that there is goats and there is sheep. So it wasn't my portion to be doing it. It wasn't my portion to be taking care of them. It was one of my friend's portion. So when he went home for holiday, that was how I just took over to help him before he come back. So when I was helping him, that was how my housemaster saw me. He said, "I love taking care of us." I told him yes, because that was what I usually do at home. So he told me that maybe I should be taking care of them. I said that, and I told him that he should not even see me be, but I will take care of them actually.
One of the school teachers, Nwadieze Victoria from Apia State, said she's proud to commence academic operation with the school in 2014. She was a co-member deployed to Okela Grammar School, but had a glimpse of the school's vision and chose to be a part of it. Close to 10 years after, Victoria, who was once a housemistress, said she had never regretted her decision to stay behind, far away from home, and be part of history.
I was posted to Okela Grammar School. That is where I served 2013-2014 by sea. So after I finished serving, I was skeptical to go back, not to have anything, because I don't like being idle. So immediately I heard that the KBSU want to found a school, I said, okay, this is a good opportunity for me. But my initial plan wasn't to stay long. I didn't see myself stay long. I said, okay, let me just start here. Rather than going home and wanting for a job, let it be a stepping stone. So when I came in, I put in being an English major, he liked it, you know. Then I came from a town and where, so he wants me to infuse that into the system too. Honestly, it was not easy, but it's worth it. If I continue to say more public colleges, because I know my mates are somewhere they are doing it, but I think God called me here for a purpose, and I am glad that I am part of the mission accomplished and see accomplishing of this school, because I didn't see myself here in the first place. But to God be the glory, Kagi is the founder of this school, that God has used him to give hope to the hopeless, especially the indigent. If you see these children, they are not just from a particular town. We have about people from the east, we have people from the west, we are from the north here. So it is the school of the nation.
A male teacher, Mr. Odetundun Timothy, said the students are not only outstanding in their academics, but are also trained in various crafts and sports skills to make them self-reliant anywhere they find themselves. He added that the school has placed Okela on the world map.
Majorly created for the poor students whose their parents are unable to send their students to their children, their lost into secondary school, or who they are unable to even afford to have the 3 meals square. These students, when they came, we throw them to different activities that can easily develop them to be self-reliant in the future in terms of sporting activities, farming, learning of crafts, that is, they can soak their shoes, they can barb their hair. I used to have supervised them, especially the aspect of the Bible being trained them was so many other skills like installations of satellites. They are such a wonderful students. I must tell you that they are very brilliant. And we just finished checking their results and they all got 200 above, the least 200. So,
on the challenges of the Lifetime Project, Oba Bolarin said having to keep the school running and take care of the kids is a Herculean task that requires a lot of devotion and funds. It also makes it hard to raise the number of beneficiaries. He, however, said with God's faithfulness, the support they get from partners and produce in school goes a long way.
No, there are challenges, but I don't even know that there are challenges anyway. To the glory of God, we are able to pay as I went during the COVID period. We didn't pay throughout the COVID. That's the grace of God. We feed these children, we give them good food 3 times. We give them food 3 times a day. But we know that there are challenges. There are challenges, financial. About 150, the other about 300, so we can plan. But the budget has risen to about 2.5 billion. It's tough, but we are coping and we are getting results. And we are happy.
And while noting that those teachers are underpaid, he added that their understanding of what mission work is makes them care less about the pay and keeps them going.
Oh, we pay them, but we are not paying them well. We are not. They are missionary workers like me. They know that the future is going to be better. They know that the future is going to be great because they see the result of what they are doing. You see, when you see the result of what you are doing, you'll be happy.
The monarch also said that the demand from the public to put their words in the school brings a lot of pressure, same as the huge effort that goes into certifying that applicants are indeed indigent.
It's a big problem. People like you, we are not.
The monarch said some of the students also develop psychological trauma or portray some traits due to their earlier experience and exposure in life. This, he said, requires a lot of ingenuity and training to handle.
It does. About 20 minutes before you came in, they just brought my son Joshua from a correctional center of Oshobo. I have 3 or 4 of them, yeah. I have Joba, I have Emmanuel, I have Joshua, I think one other soul. And I said, Joshua, come and hug me. Hugging the KBC, that's a big lift. They're my children. They are. Emmanuel, yeah, come here.
The limitations notwithstanding, the proprietor said he's not weighed down as long as he sees the progress and well-being of the young generation under his care, with an assurance that they will make Nigeria a better place to live. And with obvious delight and modest pride, the king beckoned on 2 of the pupils, Bolu and Goodness, to dazzle the crew with their musical talents as a parting gift.
That guy coming. He's a skillful artist. And he's getting to be master of the talking drum. Hey, Bolu, come here. You know, I always tell you that you should be prepared. That's it for us.
This story, Abolarin College, a school established to offer free education for the brilliant but less privileged, was produced by Diamond 88.5 FM Elisha in partnership with Nigeria Health Watch through the Solutions Journalism Network, a non-profit organization dedicated to rigorous and compelling reporting about responses to social problems.